Splitting Water with a AAA Battery. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Several major automakers are betting on hydrogen fuel cell cars as the non-polluting future of personal transportation. Indeed, both Toyota and Honda will begin selling fuel cell cars in the U.S. sometime next year. Fuel cell cars are electric cars that get their power from hydrogen fuel cells, which are devices that combine hydrogen gas with oxygen to produce water and create electricity in the process. If fuel cell cars are to become widely used, there will have to be plentiful and economic sources of hydrogen. There is already a large hydrogen industry, but at present, a process known as steam reforming, which generates hydrogen from natural gas, produces most of it. The problem with this is that carbon dioxide is a byproduct of the process, which would make hydrogen-powered cars much less green. The carbon-free way to produce hydrogen is by electrolysis, breaking water into its constituent parts of hydrogen and oxygen. Currently, electrolysis is energy-intensive and requires costly precious metal catalysts like platinum, so it isn't much used for mass-producing hydrogen. Recently, scientists at Stanford demonstrated a new way of doing electrolysis that uses low-cost electrocatalysts based on iron and nickel. The required energy is low enough that they were able to split water in the laboratory using a single AAA battery. If this low-cost, low-energy catalyst can be used on an industrial scale and can be shown to be sufficiently stable and long-lasting, it could be the answer to establishing a viable, completely green, hydrogen-based transportation technology. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.